Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to play something for you, and I want you all to tell me what comes to your mind whenever you hear it.
Okay, I'm ready. Would that be
Stop!
Like...
I was looking for money, by the way.
That's the Mr. Softy ice cream truck theme.
Okay.
And when kids hear that, they usually go crazy, even adults sometimes, because they're like, that's the ice cream machine.
The truck.
Truck, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know.
The one that goes through my neighborhood, it's different. It's not like that one.
Right. They do have different songs for different brands.
Yeah, and I can't think of what it said. I hadn't heard it in a long time.
We had one that would always, like, at the end of each verse, it would yell like something like, hey there, or hi there.
Yeah.
It gets your attention. Uh-huh. As a kid, it was like, huge deal when that thing started. Well, you started hearing that noise, you got on your bike, and you drove as fast as you could to get money.
Ice cream trucks, they are designed so you can hear them 2 streets over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least.
They want you to know that they're coming.
2 neighborhoods
yeah.
over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if not, they would just drive by and you wouldn't even know.
Exactly
yeah. right, Cato.
But why do they not use pop music or music that we play?
Because like it would just sound like any high school kid driving down the street.
Oh, true.
That's true.
Those punk kids over to that house. Again.
Right.
All right. Well, here's the problem. Someone got mad about it in a New Jersey neighborhood.
Wow.
A truck was driving around playing its jingle and someone found it annoying. So they actually called the company and complained.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me guess her name.
Her name is Karen.
Karen!
And they stopped sending the truck to that neighborhood. Now, they said they don't normally send it after 10 p.m. because of the music and sometimes even earlier, but since they received a complaint, they stopped sending it to this neighborhood.
Man.
Why in the world do we even give these people the validation of talking about it?
Yeah, if the guy would have said, no, we're not going to stop coming to your neighborhood and hung up on her, and then she would be put in her place.
Well, there's a good ending to this story.
Oh, is there?
The HOA voted her out.
Some of the neighbors noticed that the kids were like, hey, this ice cream truck never comes by again. So they called the corporation. And they said, oh, we had a complaint in your neighborhood that someone said that they did not like our truck driving through. So we complied and we quit going through there.
And everyone went by and threw ice cream at our house.
Well, actually, they got enough people to say, listen, we have a majority here and we want you to come back. So they started coming back again. And one person said, well, could you come through without playing the music? And Cato, as you mentioned, it's like no one would know you're there.
I'll be in the bathroom, not even know it. Come out, kids have ice cream in their hand.
Mr. Softy, they occasionally get complaints, but they make sure it stops if it's late in the evening. But this was the middle of the day. And, of course, if they didn't play at all, they wouldn't have customers, so they had just quit coming. But, yeah, I don't know if they know who the Karen is or not, but they did decide that they were going to go ahead and vote for the HOA to approve the Mr. Softy truck.
We used to have a wine pop place that would drive through our neighborhood. And let me tell you, when I say the adults were worse than the kids with the ice cream truck,
right,
tackling each other, I always made it there first.
Wow. Wine
pop. Are you making that up?
No, it's true.
Because I saw where Miller High Life selling ice cream bars that are 5% alcohol.
Gross.
Like, could you imagine that truck going through the neighborhood?
It's not beer flavored, Cato.
It's not.
I hope not.
That's
what
I'm saying.
I hope it's one of those malt liquor things where they're sweet.
In this article, it says they're designed to taste like a dive bar.
A dove bar?
A dive bar.
I'm sorry, that's
great.
It's a dove bar.
So
sticky, with some alcohol in it.
So a sticky bathroom floor. Darts with no points on them.
And there's no ice cream truck for that. But could you imagine that music? Like, you know, or you...
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, it could be
that. Or that.
Well, this is interesting. Yeah. The Mr. Softy song actually has lyrics.
And oh,
I
really?
Did not know this, and I'm going to take a gamble here because I have not heard this.
Great.
I'm assuming they don't have bad words in their lyrics.
It's the rap remix.
The creamiest, creamiest coffee cream you get from Mr. Softy. For refreshing delight to breathe, look for Mr. Softy.
It's not
my
too
milkshakes
bad.
And my sundaes and my cones are such a treat. Listen for my store on wheels ding-a-ling down the street.
Oh,
it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty annoying, but, you know.
Now, I've never heard of this ice cream company. It's
Mr. Softy?
Never. I mean, because I don't know what the names of the ones growing up that used to come by. I had
right.
no clue.
And I've heard, like, people selling illegal substances out of their ice cream truck. Like,
yeah.
Those ice cream guys sometimes can be kind of shady.
And I've never found one. I've tried all of them.
It's like, what's on the side of that ice cream truck? The big old pot leaf?
A leaf and the Snoop Dogg singing. That's the music.
One, two, three, and to the phone.
Knock it on.
That would be the slowest ice cream truck around, too. It's like, you could catch that one every time. Good.
That's how you spot him.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's going slow. That's a special one.
Yeah. You'd be waiting on that ice cream truck. Like, good grief, when's it going to get here?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, a lot of times when I'm out and about, a lot of people say, hey, love, listen to the show. Do you and Tom really fight as much as you do? Or, like, how long have you known Tom? And I tell them, Tom and I were college roommates at one point, practically. So we've known each other for a long time. And yes, the fights are real. And it's kind of like brothers. You know, you just get on each other's nerves.
But eventually you move away from your brother. You haven't left
him since
30 years.
And when it comes to, like, your coworkers, like, are they really your friends? Like, would you rate your coworker as a friend? And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best friend, 0 being not a friend at all, he said, rate your relationship with your coworkers. Most people gave their coworkers, what do you think?
I think a high number.
Two.
A strong relationship. I think most people think their coworkers are friends. In fact, sometimes they're shocked when they find out they're not.
I think it depends on the coworkers.
4 to 5 is what they would give them.
Out like of 10? Right,
yes, out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all suck.
Now, family members got like 5 to 7.
Well, they suck, too. These people are pretty tough.
I know. I'm like, but you know what? I guess that you get on each other's nerves as you work together quite a bit.
Tori, what would you rate our friendship level?
Don't
Which
ask me.
I was saying you and me.
You and me? I would say we're pretty high up on the friend list.
I'll throw a number out.
Okay. Have you?
Easily 7.
I would agree with that. 7, 7, 8, something like that.
But y'all have not hung out, like, except here in this room.
But we do text sometimes.
And that's why we're such good friends.
Plus, she's married. I don't want it to get weird or anything.
Okay.
We're keeping that platonic friendship level.
Yeah. But she also has a relationship with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't hang as much. I mean, I definitely see her more at work.
I hang with Tori more than I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would give Tori a 7, too. So mutually a 7 on the coworker scale.
Yeah, I feel like we're above average friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
I didn't go to Cato on purpose.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
It's already been done.
You know what, though? We've worked so long with Cato, and he's got
like brothers.
So many Torture Tuesdays, and we've done so many horrible tricks to each other.
Yeah.
But I would say Tori is your best friend.
Well, she keeps standing me up for lunch. I think we're finally going to go down this week.
Scale.
Yeah, she's.
He lies. She's dropping like a rug.
She's dropping a number.
But honestly, Cato, go ahead, give us
a rating.
Why would you want to do this again? Because you already got hurt the first time.
Five.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a lie.
You know, on Family Feud, five. Me? When it's a 1 to 10, 5 is usually the number one answer. No, no, Tori.
You know, though, but I look at us like a family too, though. I mean, we depend on each other in so many unusual ways that a lot of people don't even realize.
Y'all depend on me more than my family does. And it's getting on my nerves.
Do Hawk.
Yeah. No. No, we already know. He said 5 for both of us, right?
Yeah.
This is
combined.
I'll take that number.
That's a 2.5 each.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
And good. I'm actually happy. That's better than I expected.
But I would give you guys much higher numbers because I feel like that we are.
You depend on us.
Yeah, we're family and we got the same goals in mind. Now, I will say this. Tom and Tori talk all morning long. They know things about themselves and about each other that I don't know because I don't talk as much as they do.
That's why we're sevens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are sevens. Tori would not give me a 7, but
are you fishing? Because you're right, she ain't gonna give you a 7.
He's waiting for her to cut in.
No.
She would not give me a 7.
I get in trouble when I cut in. I was being polite.
I don't really want to know because I kind of mind my own business. But her and Tom connect over here quite a bit.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot, and they're just like each other.
They really are. She's kind of a female Tom, and that really is annoying sometimes.
Does that mean I'm the smart one?
No.
Oh my gosh, I'm so smart.
You can be if you want to.
You're very good. You're gifted at sarcasm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's easy in this room.
But honestly, Tom, you know what? I think people are wanting to know because we've known each other for quite some time.
Oh, God.
Hawk, he doesn't even answer your calls anymore.
I know.
Don't ask him either.
He's not even making eye contact right now.
Honestly, Tom.
He's writing his resignation letter.
I would definitely give you an 8 or a 9.
Aww.
Because, I mean, we've been through a lot. I mean, we've had kids together.
No, we did not.
I'm just talking about at the same time, we've had kids. You know, we've gone through a lot of life together, especially the early days. I'm like, we really have invested a lot of time in each other. Yes, I would definitely give you that number.
Tom?
What?
Okay, see, that shocks me, Hawk, because when they leave the room and you and I are talking about him, you say things I can't believe he's a 7.
I'd give you an 8. You're trying to throw me under the bus.
Just picking.
You just dropped a little bit, Cato, for calling him out.
So I will say this. Hawk is right. We go way back. We have been friends for a long time. And when we don't have to work together, we're pretty good friends.
We work together all the time. I mean, we never
work
together.
That's the problem. but yes, we are good friends. This job makes it more difficult sometimes. And sometimes you feel like I just got to get away from this person right now because I'm stressed out. But when it push comes to shove, we are friends.
Yes.
And the thing is
when but he's not going to give a number.
I think it's hard to just give a number to something.
Oh, like, you think I'm so precious. Thank you.
I mean, it only goes till 10, Hawk.
Right.
But you know, even when we have been outside the building, whether we've gone to dinner or lunch or the Christmas party that 1 year y'all showed up.
We went more than once.
We have fun.
Yeah, we do.
We enjoy a company when we're not here.
Mm-hmm.
It's because here can be stressful at times because y'all stress me out.
Especially, you know what, and I should probably do this right when we get here in the morning because by the end of the show, most of the days, you're like, okay.
The number drops.
The number does drop.
Yeah.
It's just those few hours that we're together.
But if you talk to me before I have my coffee that early in the morning, it's going to start out low.
Well, rate your coworkers today. Oh. It's a lot of fun.
It's gone so well for us.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've always thought it was crazy to lie about your age when you meet somebody.
Yeah.
Because if things do work out and you build a relationship, at some point you're going to have to come clean, and that could ruin things after you've built something that had potential.
Right.
Now, there's other reasons to lie about your age. They ask people about this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will lie to make themselves older to get into nightclubs, movies, and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's understandable, even if it may be morally wrong. You understand why they did it, because it's a short-term thing. They don't ever have to get caught likely, and they get something out of it.
Or you lie about your kid's age to get that kid's meal.
Right.
Yes.
Or to get him into that ride at the theme park.
Yeah, true.
Tom, you did that.
I did. I have no problem with that.
Your daughter did it. But when you told her to lie.
When you lie to somebody about your age to be younger than you are so that you have a chance of building some relationship with them, you're going to eventually have to come clean, and it could destroy what you thought you built.
But do you have to come clean? If they don't ever find out you're married 50 years, they never find out that you're 20 years older.
It may be difficult to hide it that long. I mean, because sooner or later, a driver's license gets seen, or, you know, you're signing up for the 65 and older, and she's like, wow, I didn't think you had at least 20 years for you could do that.
A lot of times people just avoid that if they don't want to disclose their age.
Well, here's what's really interesting. People that have lied about their age, 16% of them, almost 2 out of 10, have gone along with it for more than 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So they have kept that lie going.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
My man.
What's really interesting is most people are okay with being lied to for a short time. So, you go out, you're at a club, you meet someone, and they say they're younger than they are, and you find out a few weeks or so later, you're like, okay, well, you got me, and it's okay, because it's almost like it's okay to lie if you don't know someone well. But once you get to know them, you need to start telling the truth.
Ain't that funny?
It's kind of bizarre.
It really is.
Now, a lot of people who lie have met on dating apps or at parties or while traveling, and the person lies about their age, maybe impulsively. And then later they have to come clean.
Okay. So if you were traveling or something, you lied to somebody, that's totally different because you won't ever see them again.
It depends on whether you will or won't see them again. You might meet them and then stay in touch because you got along so well.
I'm saying I could see them doing that. I wouldn't do it, but I could see them doing it.
What's the advantage?
But if you ask someone, how old do you think I am? And they give you an age.
Yeah. A lot of people go with it.
What's wrong with them thinking that's you?
Well, because it's a lie.
You didn't lie. They guessed your age, and you're like, oh, I like it.
I like
if you said that, it's okay. But if you say, yep, that's how old I am, it's a lie.
If you say so.
I like to freak people out and just tell them I'm 72. That way they're like, well, you look good for your age.
They say that about 17% only keep it up for an hour. So they decide within that hour whether or not, oh, okay, I probably need to come clean because this may last longer than I thought.
That makes sense.
But 50% of people said they would be pretty miffed if someone kept up the lie for too long. So it's okay if they lie for a little bit, but then at some point you got to be like, I was just kidding. And then it's okay. Yeah. Now, they ask why people do it. 1 out of 4 of them just like to keep their age a mystery. Mm-hmm. And half of them say they like for people to think they are younger than they are.
Yeah.
I've known people like that, mm-hmm. that just wanted everyone to think they were younger than they are. And it's interesting because I guess it's a form of vanity.
Well, isn't that everyone who's ever had Botox or any kind of medical procedure to look younger, everybody wants to look younger.
Well, it's one thing to look it, but when you're sitting there wanting people to think that you are like 5 years younger, like the age, like if someone calls you out and says, well, how old are you? Okay.
If I'm going younger, I'm going 20.
Yeah, there's no sense in just taking 5 off.
I'm going to shave 3 years off here.
I pull my ID out anytime I'm in a place buying a drink, and I'm like, no, check it.
Yeah. You just pull it out, and you're like, I know they're going to check my ID.
And then they don't, and that hurts you.
Yeah. Well, they said that where people get caught up a lot is on milestone birthdays, because they are tricky to navigate when you're turning those big. Because if you lied, and you're coming up, and you're like, oh, wait a second, is this my 45th birthday, or is this my big 50?
I had a friend who used to, it was another city, but he used to go to this bar to have a drink, and they thought he was 21, and he was 20. And on his 21st birthday, his parents took him to that place.
Oh, no.
And they're like, we're celebrating our son's 21st birthday. This is the bartender looked and said, 21st? For a year, he'd been serving them drinks thinking he was 21.
Well, I think that's the lesson here is this will eventually catch up to you at some point if you try to do it with anyone long term.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit goodranchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. Goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Welcome to Friday. You know, last Friday I learned that a t-shirt, Speedo, and Crocs are not appropriate for casual Fridays. Who knew? Let's talk about you, Crocs. You know, the appeal of Crocs is one of humankind's most mind-boggling mysteries because we don't wear them because they're luxurious. We don't wear them to look cool or because they're supportive, high-performance footwear. It's kind of like we just wear them because it's easy. It's just easy to slip those Crocs on and go to the mailbox or even wear them out trying to be fashionable sometimes.
Well, they're better than flip-flops because they don't flip and flop and mess up between your toes.
Okay.
And they're really easy to clean if you ever have to clean them. And then, like you said, they're super easy to put on.
But they could be destroying our feet, and especially our kids' feet, according to some podiatrists out there.
Well, what's a podiatrist know about feet?
Yeah. I'm thinking, did I get the right doctor?
You
did. Proctologist, I know what they do. Podiatrist, okay. So the leading podiatrists say there's a new report out that warns parents about how they could be destroying their kids' feet. They're the same kind of concern about flip-flops, too, Tom. Like you mentioned, like you'll trip with flip-flops. Flip-flops are like just foot thongs are what they are. Stupid.
True.
Okay. I like flip-flops, but I can't wear them when I'm driving, and I can't wear them for long periods of time.
I don't like the little thong thing between my big toe and the other toe. The slides I prefer way more than the flip-flops. They're both dangerous.
I saw this story, and I was hoping slides were going to be the ones they came after. Those, to me, are the most atrocious-looking footwear, even worse than Crocs.
Yeah, and fellas, just to let you know, trim those toenails, you know?
I wear socks with my slides.
Yeah, as you should.
They don't slide as much if you wear socks with them.
But that's what you do if you're cool.
Really?
Honestly, you go look at someone, I don't know, the basketball stars. They wear socks with their slides.
My friend's son, I was out of town for the weekend with a bunch of friends, and my friend's son come up to me because I got up early one morning at the hotel to go down and get coffee. Mm-hmm. I threw a hat on, had my socks and slides. He goes, Kato, I've never seen you in socks and slides ever. Okay. I'm like, man, I'm just need coffee. I'm going back to my room.
But you can't wear socks and flip-flops.
I have, but only at home.
You need those special socks.
Yeah, because your sock won't fit between that toe and, you know, second toe.
You can get it wedged in there, but when you take the flip-flops off, you have to reach down and pull. It's like pulling a wedgie out.
Like Hawk said, it's like the thong of shoes.
That's funny. You got a foot wedgie.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I got a toe wedgie. You want to pull it out for
me? Yeah, I like it. Okay. So those are dangerous. And, of course, when you are sweating, you know, for me, the Crocs slide all over the place because your feet get sweaty, your flip-flops, even the slides, your foot will go all the way through sometimes. Your foot's so sweaty.
Mine broke one time walking down a hill, and my foot just slid right out. I'm like, well, how did I come out? And I didn't know it broke. And I tried to put it on again. Yeah. I had to walk back up the hill with my shoe in my hand.
You got to find some duct tape somewhere and your duct tape and you slide.
Diver it back together.
Slide is like, I am not for mountain climbing, idiot.
But some of the podiatrists say they're seeing issues that come from wearing Crocs all day. Structural issues like heels and arch pain. Also hammer toes. Because you have to grip the shoe.
I was thinking the shark. Oh, it's a hammer toe shark.
Hammer toe shark. Okay.
You know, hammerhead.
Stop, hammer toes. I got you.
That's what I was doing.
Because they say you have to grip your shoe to keep them on. And I guess what is hammer toe?
It's where your toes, my mother-in-law has them, and I don't really, it's something to do with them hitting each other or something.
Because you see some people's toes that go out way far, do they look like a hammer, like the big toe, you know?
Oh, so it's like, it's just if it's bent down, the bottom, the fatty
shaped
part
like
of your
hammer.
Toe stabs down.
So when you're trying to take your toes and hold on to your claw.
Like you're climbing a tree with your feet.
Yeah.
And that's how it feels when I drive with flip-flops. It's like my toes are having to
hang on
to the flop and push the gas at the same time.
You know
time.
What? You ever drive without, shoes?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
Either, but
hang on to the flop. I like that. It's not the flip. It's the flop.
Yeah. Oh, the flip is okay.
Yeah.
The podiatrists also say it leads to blisters on kids' feet if they're wearing the Crocs all day long.
I mean, that's seems like the least concern.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing is Crocs weren't made to be worn all day long.
I agree.
At least not originally.
But people do it, you know.
Yeah.
They put their socks on and wear their Crocs all day long. They say they're fine for just every once in a while.
I keep a set of Crocs by my back door for when I need to take the garbage out.
Absolutely.
I step out, slide into the Crocs, take the garbage out. I don't wear them all day.
I just wear my bedroom shoes.
Okay.
Slippers, excuse me.
Thank you. The bedroom shoes sound risque.
Well, I've never heard bedroom shoes before. That's funny.
We've always said bedroom. Get your bedroom. Go get mama's bedroom shoes.
Okay.
Because usually I guess you leave them in the bedroom.
I guess it's a southern thing.
Yeah, but I just wear them out.
And Tori, were you saying that there's some Crocs with heels on them, or was that you, Tom?
No, I've seen the Crocs with heels. They got Crocs for everything now. Steel-toed Crocs. They got it all.
They don't have a Croc stiletto, do they?
Yeah. They do. Look them up.
Okay. So anyway, they're saying with the kids, you know what? They don't need to be wearing them all day. It could destroy their feet.
You think it'll hurt a dog's feet? Because I'm seeing where Crocs for dogs are coming out this month.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Cute.
No,
Crocs. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And my kids, my son, they'll say they're in sports mode.
Yeah. You got to put that little sling on there.
Yeah, put that sling on the back. It's sports mode. And you can play like basketball in your Crocs and stuff. That's what my kids do anyway.
Here it is. Look.
Look at the dog with
the dog. He's so cute.
The dog is rethinking 10,000 years of evolution. Maybe we shouldn't have come to that fire and gotten scraps.
That dog is thinking, this is why I evolved.
All right, well, let's see if you guys are paying attention. I got a little quick test for you. Podiatrists say that people who wear Crocs all day, every day, are ruining their A, feet, B, calves, or C, street cred.
Is there a D?
All the above?
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.